From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Buongiorno, Will.
Buongiorno, Leanne.
You're in Lucca, Italy for the World Sudoku Championships.
That's right. It's the world's first Sudoku Championship. And Lucca is just a few miles from Pisa.
Any results?
Yes. It was an exciting finale. And the winner is a woman from the Czech Republic. Her name is Jana Tilova. She's 31 years old, an accountant in a factory. And at the news conference afterwards, she said her goal was to prove that men and women are equal in puzzle solving and in logic in particular. The second and third place contestants were both Americans. Second place was Thomas Snyder, who's a PhD student in chemistry at Harvard. And third place was Weihua Huang, who is a software engineer for Google.
Fabulous. What fun. A lot of fun, I bet, too.
Yeah, and we're going to do a book of all the puzzles from the championship.
Excellent idea. Well, you know, we're all awaiting the answer to the challenge you posed last week. Could you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from Henry Hook of Brooklyn, New York. And I said, what eight-letter noun containing the letter B, as in boy, is pluralized by inserting an S immediately before the B?
Your answer.
The answer is passerby, and you pluralize it by saying passersby.
We had over 1,200 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from those correct answers, is Margot Porras, and she joins us from San Diego, California. Hi, Margot.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Tell us what you do in San Diego.
I'm an interior designer.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, 12 years.
You're a longtime listener, first-time player, right?
Yes.
You know what happens when you get the correct answer and you're chosen. You're ready to play?
Yes.
All right, we'll meet Will. Let's play.
Hi, Will.
Margo, every answer today is a two-word rhyming phrase in which one word starts with B, as in boy, and the other starts with P, as in Peter. And otherwise, the two words are spelled the same. For example, if I gave you the clue large hog, you would say big pig.
Okay.
And either the B word or the P word can come first in the phrase. The order is for you to figure out. All right. Number one, not as good a cushion. What's the opposite of good?
A bad pad.
Bad pad is it. Number two, invoice for medicines.
A pill bill.
Excellent. A person who's unexcelled at annoying people.
Unexcelled?
Uh-huh. Like your little teenage brother, maybe.
Like a...
Poor boar. But that's not quite right.
Poor boar, you know, that was on my list.
It is.
I'll give that to you. I was going for best pest.
Oh,
okay.
Try this one. A stackable bed for a young hoodlum.
A punk bunk.
A punk bunk, good. A board on a ship with nothing written on it.
A blank plank.
Excellent. An Easter rabbit that likes wordplay.
A punny bunny.
Good. A place to park a ship in Southwest Australia.
Oh, God.
I know you're there. I know it's there, Margo.
let me
venture Perth Berth.
Perth Berth is it. Good. Try this one. One who severely criticizes an advertising sign hung on a wall. If you have a speaker at a dinner, and what's that thing that's across hangs on the wall?
Oh, a banner panner.
Banner panner, excellent. Words said to someone who's up in baseball. And what do you call the person at the plate?
Yeah. Oh, batter patter.
Batter patter, good. A get together to discuss a cereal grain.
Oh golly. A barley parley.
A barley parley, good. A small horse that looks emaciated.
A bony pony.
A bony pony. A rural person who grows a large Halloween gourd.
A pumpkin bumpkin.
That's right. And your last one, a supporter of a Green Bay football player.
Oh, a Packer backer.
Excellent.
All right, Margo, well done. Rhythm and rhyme. Boney Maroney, nice job for playing our puzzle today. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Margot, what member station is yours?
A KPBS.
All right. Margot Porras from San Diego, California. You were fabulous. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Okay. Well, Will, something for all of us to chew on for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it's a continuation of the on-air puzzle. Name an object in four letters, starting with the letter P, as in Peter. Change the P to a B, and you'll get a verb that names something you do to that object. So once again, an object in four letters, starting with the letter P as in Peter, change the P to a B, and you'll get a verb that names something you do with the object. What is it?
When you have the answer, remember, we have a new way for you to send it to us. We no longer accept email entries, but what you do is you go to our website, npr.org, click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who this week joined us from Lucca, Italy. Will, grazie.
Prego, Leanne.